Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
County approves fire department and Camplex budgets despite 3% reductions. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. During a special meeting last week, Campbell County commissioners approved budgets for the Campbell County Fire Department and Camplex, both with 3% cuts. The Gillette News Record reported the county says they are open to discussions with the Gillette City Council to align budget messages. The county has asked all of its departments to cut their budgets by 3% in anticipation of declining revenues over the next several years. Camplex Executive Director Aaron Lyles told commissioners that it would be more effective and efficient if there was a unified budget message from the city and county for the joint powers boards governing Camplex and the fire department. The fire department's budget includes funding for hiring 3 new fire captains despite the 3% reduction, aiming to stabilize workforce growth. However, Fire Chief Jeff Bender pointed out no money is allocated to the vehicle depreciation account, a point of contention with the city. The county emphasized willingness to accommodate additional funding from the city for either department. For Camplex, the county proposed maintaining the 60-40 funding split for new positions, contrary to the city's preference for an 80-20 split. Commissioners also seek to establish a $5 million investment account for Camplex maintenance, urging similar action from the city. Counterfeit bills reported by courthouse and businesses in Gillette. Multiple instances of counterfeit money usage were reported in Gillette last week, spanning locations including the Campbell County Courthouse, Sinclair Gas Station on 2nd Street, and the Derby Club at Boot Hill. According to Gillette Police Sergeant Jay Johnson, at the Sinclair Gas Station, a 57-year-old employee recounted an incident where an unidentified individual attempted to purchase a blueberry Danish with a counterfeit $20 bill on Friday afternoon. Employees at the County Treasurer's Office reported receiving $180 in counterfeit $20 bills the previous Thursday, which were used for vehicle registration renewal by an unidentified person. On Sunday, a 27-year-old employee at the Derby Club notified authorities of a 21-year-old woman attempting to utilize a counterfeit $20 bill. The woman claimed innocence, stating she had received the money from a recent Facebook sale. However, as she was on probation and prohibited from being in a bar, her probation officer was informed. Johnson noted it is common for counterfeit bills to pop up at multiple locations around town during the same time frame. The investigation into these incidents involving counterfeit currency remain ongoing. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.